South Atlantic is a nonprofit healthcare provider offering a wide range of affordable and reliable reproductive and sexual healthcare services in our 14 locations across North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. PPSAT is staffed by highly trained doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals who are proud to serve your reproductive and sexual healthcare needs. We are committed to providing high-quality health care to everyone who walks through our doors, no matter their race, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, documentation, or insurance status. In Western North Carolina, we proudly serve over 3,000 patients annually. Just over 60% of our patient base does not have insurance, so access to affordable care is important to the quality of their life and their ability to access essential health care. We provide services at our Western North Carolina Health Center that include abortion services, birth control, emergency contraception, gender-affirming hormone therapy, gynecological wellness visits, HIV services including rapid HIV testing, PrEP and PEP, pregnancy testing and counseling, sexually transmitted infection services including testing, treatment, and HPV vaccines, and other sexual health, reproductive health, and other wellness services. Planned Parenthood trusts our patients to make personal healthcare decisions without judgment or bias in a supportive and patient-centered environment.
This is News Team correspondent Sarah Doverspike, and I am joined here by some volunteers with Planned Parenthood who are going to talk to us about the Nasty Woman Art Show that is happening very soon. So I will let them go ahead and introduce themselves. And I'm also wondering, you are volunteers, as are we. And so what is inspiring you to get involved here with not only the Nasty Woman Art Show, but also with Planned Parenthood?
My name is Kristen Schoonover, and I founded the Nasty Woman Show here in Asheville 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I have never been politically active or a volunteer of Planned Parenthood until Donald Trump got elected.
That's a very good reason. My name is Caitlin Owens. I'm a former employee with Planned Parenthood, and I am currently the event coordinator for our third annual Nasty Woman Art Show.
Awesome.
And the reason why I volunteer with Planned Parenthood is because I have a strong passion for reproductive health and for equality. And I think it's really important to note that 1 in 5 women will go to a Planned Parenthood within their lifetime. So it's very important that we continue to provide the services that we provide.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for being here. It's a pleasure to have you here and talking about what you're passionate about. Can you tell me a little bit more about the art show? When is it? Where is it? And how can people get involved?
Yeah, sure. So, this is our third annual art show. It is going to happen on Saturday, March 23rd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Wedge at Foundation in the River Arts District. We have so many ways that you can get involved with this event. First and foremost, we are taking any artist submissions, whether this is your first time doing a piece or you've been doing it a long time. You can easily go to our website, which is nastywomenexhibitionavl.com, and submit an application. Submissions have to be put in by March 21st at 6 p.m. Another way you can get involved is to just come to the event, check it out. We're going to have hopefully over 100 different pieces that you can purchase, and 100%
cool.
of the proceeds will go directly to Planned Parenthood.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And it's really cool because every one of our pieces will be priced at $200 or less. So it'll be very accessible to anyone of all ages, you know, anybody in Asheville or around Western North Carolina.
I love that. I think it's such a cool thing about Asheville is how intertwined the artist communities and the activist communities are. And I think that art is such a great way to get involved with causes and passions that we care about and that go on in our communities.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think are the unifying messages between art and reproductive health care?
I think probably one of the most unifying things about art and reproductive health is that it can connect to anyone, you know, again, regardless of your age, your race, your socioeconomic status, you know, being able to appreciate art and then also being for reproductive health and equality. I think those are really the strong connections between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I have also found out that that a lot of artists are self-employed and when they're starting out do not have access to affordable health insurance. So there is a large population of artists that have been a patient at a Planned Parenthood in the area.
That's an excellent point. And you mentioned, too, that there are going to be so many pieces of art at this show that are going to that range in price that will be accessible.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a variety of different types of art, too. You know, we have anything from painting to ceramics to clay. We're even offering some music CDs, potentially some photography sessions. So there's a huge variety that you can choose from as well.
There's kids on our street that are like 10 years old that are making work.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool thing to add is that we even have kids who are submitting pieces. So, I mean, really the age range is incredible, you know, anywhere from like 10 years old to 80 years old. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, as an artist, if you want to get your work out there, this is a great chance to do that. You know, we're providing business cards for our artists and, you know, we're promoting them on our website and on our social media pages. So if you, you know, think you want to become an artist or you're already an artist, definitely check out the website. It's Nasty Women Exhibition, AVL.com.
So cool. So we dove right in there. But but on that note, you know, we talked about how art and reproductive healthcare relates. And so I'm wondering how, if we can backtrack a little bit and talk about how it got started.
Right after Trump was elected, I saw a post on Facebook of a Nasty Woman exhibition that was put together very quickly by a group of women in Brooklyn, and I was going to submit a piece because all the money was going to Planned Parenthood, and I was having issues accepting Trump as our president. So I was going to send a piece up, and then when I was filling out the submission form, they mentioned that they really see the Nasty Woman show happening across the country. And I have a studio in the River District with a small gallery in there, and we decided to actually have our Asheville Nasty Woman show there for the first time in January of 2017. So the show in New York actually gave us all the guidelines to go by, and we really just copied what they did by, you know, keeping the size to 12 by 12 and having the prices max out at $100. And that first year, I think we had about 81 submissions. And then the next year, we added men. So then we changed it to the Nasty Woman and Bad Hombre art exhibition to include men, too, because they really wanted to be involved.
Can you speak a little bit about or to the name Nasty Woman and Bad Hombres? We've heard that term a lot in the media with this Trump presidency. What is the meaning here in this show?
Well, it came from, you know, when Trump referred to Hillary Clinton as a nasty woman.
The term nasty woman can be something that's used, you know, in a derogatory form. And so we really just want to reclaim that term and really fight for equality for women and for our bodies and for our health.
Is there anything new that we can anticipate about the 2019 Nasty Woman Art Show? Is there anything that you're excited about?
Just more people being involved is really exciting. I have been putting the show on for the past 2 years, and this year we actually have a group of people working together, so we have just more people working together to do a bigger and better show. I'm definite that we're going to have more pieces of art by a wider variety of artists, and
yeah, I think probably there's a few things I'm really excited about. One, seconding what Chris said, we have a team of people this year that are planning the event. So it's just going to be bigger and better than ever before. We have a wide range of artists, but then we also have a really amazing group of businesses in the area that are supporting us as well. So you'll see, Summit Coffee there with tons of coffee. Roots is donating a bunch of hummus. We've got ABC Brewing donating pizza. And we have Fat Witch Bakery donating a lot of delicious baked goods. So that's really exciting. We also have, of course, The Wedge is donating their entire tap room and event space. So we have a huge space in which to display our pieces. And like I said, we're welcoming anyone who would like to participate and come and check out the show. We're also going to have some fun activities. We're going to have fairy hair that you can purchase. We're also going to have a place where you can take photos and post on Instagram. So it's going to be really fun. And of course, you can purchase Wedge beer, which is delicious and amazing.
That sounds like there really is something for everyone.
Yes, that's our goal.
I love it. I think, especially when you're doing, any kind of activist or like revolutionary work, it's so important to curate a space where people can have fun and be excited about something.
Definitely. And I love the event because it's like boots on the ground. I mean, anyone and everyone can come to this event. You don't have to pay $100 to purchase a ticket. It's
a free
event.
There's no admission fee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. There's no admissions fee. It's completely free to everyone. So it really makes it accessible to anyone who wants to show their support for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and just like Planned Parenthood's mission of accessible reproductive health care, like that, I think this sounds like an event that really kind of mirrors that space, which is awesome.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people in the past have asked, why do we do these events? Why do we fundraise so much? And the reason why Planned Parenthood here in Asheville and Planned Parenthood South Atlantic needs donations is because we are a nonprofit and our mission is to deliver affordable and high quality care. A lot of people can't afford basic medical services, and at Planned Parenthood, it doesn't matter who you love, how much is in your account, you can come to our clinic and be seen. Donations help keep our services affordable for folks who would not have health care without Planned Parenthood. And donations also support our education program.
For those of you who are just tuning in, we are just talking about the Nasty Woman Art Show that's put on by Planned Parenthood. And that will be Saturday, March 23rd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Wedge Foundation in the River Arts District.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks to Asheville 103.3 FM, too.
Woo!